Brother Trevor requests prayer for one Mr. Guy who is mentally ill, presently warded in St. Anne's Hospital. Our Heavenly Father, we stand in this late hour, and oh God, we see the oppression of the enemy, Lord, coming with all its might against the church. But Lord, it just gives us the assurance that the promise is at hand. We come with great determination in our hearts tonight to press through into that blessing, Father. But Lord God, as the light shines upon the word and the way becomes clear, we see that it is right before us. We pray that the spirit of divine revelation will move into every heart tonight. And Lord God, give such overcoming faith in the hearts of the people that will lift them up over every hurdle, Father, and push them on into the promises of God. Father, here we have these requests tonight, and I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that the great Holy Spirit that is present amongst us even now will go out to these that are needy, Father, and touch them and make them whole in the name of Jesus Christ. For it is written in the Bible, you sent your word and you healed them, and we know and are persuaded that you are the same yesterday and today and forever. Heavenly Father, speak to our hearts tonight and get honor and glory in this service. We see that your Holy Spirit is shining light upon these things, revealing these deep hidden things, Lord. Lord God, how it behooves us in this hour when we see these things are being made plain. And just, Lord God, alerts us that this is the hour, Father. Oh God, when the door is fixed and the swing closed, Lord God, may the Spirit speak so expressly tonight. And he that is athirst, let him come and drink of these life-giving waters. We ask it tonight in the precious name of Jesus Christ, for your honor and for your glory. Amen. Could we turn our Bible tonight? I would like to read out of Revelation chapter 9, also Joel chapter 1, and Exodus 10. I'd like to begin reading from verse 1, Revelation chapter 9. We have quite a lengthy scripture reading, but I may not get the opportunity to refer back to these things, so I just would like to, by the scripture reading, cover all what we'd like to speak tonight. Reading from verse 1, Revelation 9. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, like the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men who have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And the torment was like the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. And they had hair like the hair of women, and their teeth were like the teeth of lions. All is a description of the locusts. And they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron. And the song of their wings was like the song of chariots of many horses running to battle. And their tails like scorpions. And there were stings in their tails, and their paw was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, who is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice in the four horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, loose the four angels who are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels who loose, who were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were like 200,000,000, and I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone, and the heads of horses were like the heads of lions. Now remember, this horse was locust, right? That came out of the smoke out of the bottomless pit. And out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these were the third part of men killed, by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were like serpents and hard heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men who were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone, which neither can see nor hear nor walk, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Also, Joel chapter 1. Reading from verse 1. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Petuel, hear this, you old man, and give ear, all you inhabitants of the land. Hath this been in your days, or even the days of your fathers? Tell you your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. That which the palm womb hath left hath the locust eaten, and that which the locust hath left hath the canker womb eaten, and that which the canker womb hath left hath the caterpillar eaten. Now all that is one insect, amen? That is four stages of one insect. Awake, you drunkards, and weak, and wail, all you drinkers of wine, because the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. For a nation is come up upon my land, strong without number, whose teeth are the teeth of a lion. Now, this locust was likened unto a nation. You understand what we're saying? It was a nation, is referring to a locust, like a plague of locusts, coming to devour the land. Is that what you're speaking about? And just illustrating it. And we know that was a Roman spirit. The same locus over here, the same Roman spirit. One in the religious realm, one in the political realm. And he had laid my vine waste and barked my fig tree. He had made it completely bare and cast it away, and its branches are made white. Just wanted to drop down to chapter 2. You could read the rest when you go home in chapter 1 to save time. Blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm, my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. For the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, like the morning spread upon the mountains. A great people and strong, and there hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the ears of many generations. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is like the garden of Eden. Before them and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. This is him, plague of locusts. The appearance of them is like the appearance of horses, and like horsemen so shall they run. So these same locusts like horses, they breed fire. Everything devoured before them is a flame. A fire devoured before them, a flame behind them. And like the noise of chariots. It is still the locust, just like in Revelation. Like the noise of chariots. On the top of the mountain shall they leap, like the noise of the flame of fire that devoureth the stubble, like a strong people set in battle array. Before their face the people shall be much pained, all faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men, they shall climb the walls like men of war, they shall march everyone on his ways, and they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one trust another, they shall walk everyone in his path, and when they fall upon the sword they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the city, they shall run upon the wall, they shall climb to the upon the houses, they shall enter into the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble, and the sun and the moon shall be dark. For this same locust that came out of the bottomless pit was an army of supernatural devils that darkened the whole sun. Amen. And the sun and moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. We're going to stop there in Joel and just go over to Exodus. And Exodus is when Moses brought a plague, a locust here. When Israel is being called out to Egypt to go back into the promised land. Amen. And this in just a type today again, how it was that Israel was called from all the nations back into the promised land. But I want you to see how it was what brought the persecution to send them back in the promised land. All these things was happening back here, like hail and blood and fire and locusts and all these things in Exodus. When God is calling out Israel, it's the same thing back over here in Revelation. Exodus 10, reading from verse 12. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, that they may come upon the land of Egypt and eat every herb of the land, even all that the hail hath left. And Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind upon the land all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts. And the locusts went up over all the land of Egypt and rested in the coast of Egypt. Very grievous were they. Before them there were no such locusts as they, neither after them shall be such. For they covered the face of the whole earth, so that the land was darkened. There was so much in number. Amen. And they did eat every herb of the land and all the fruit of the trees which the hail had left. And there remained any green thing in the trees and in the herbs of the field. through all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called Moses and Aaron in haste, and he said, I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Now therefore forgive, I pray thee, my sin only this once, and entreat the Lord your God that he may take away from me this day only, this debt only. And he went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord. And the Lord turned a mighty strong west wind, which took away the locusts and cast them into the Red Sea. There remained not one locust in all the coast of Egypt, but the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the children of Israel go. Let's just bow our heads and close our eyes one more time. Our Heavenly Father, dear God, as we have read your scriptures tonight, almost everyone in here can do that because we are not illiterate people. Lord, many of us have gone to school and we've learned to read. But Father, we realize now to receive the understanding from what we have read, it would take the supernatural working of the Holy Spirit. How we look unto you tonight, Father, that you would help us and give us understanding, and through the understanding we might become more aware of the hour that we are living in, of the things that are taking place. Lord God, may you direct our thoughts in thy word. Lead us by your Holy Spirit. And Lord God, may you help us that we may see clearly the things that is taking place round about us and upon the face of the earth. We might be a people ready unto thy coming. We realize that there's not many days left, Father, as we see the Holy Spirit shining light upon these things. Lord, speak to our hearts. We depend upon you for understanding tonight. Give it unto us, Lord. You told us how we should pray for revelation above all things. We ask for you tonight, Father. May the spirit of wisdom of revelation come and move upon the people. Move in our hearts. Move in the word tonight. Our understanding might be enlightened. Oh God, that we might see the things that is so needful that we should see. And we should not overlook them, Lord. We might recognize what is taking place and might be repaired. Grant tonight, bless the strangers amongst us. Bless each and every one that is gathered in. For we ask it in thy precious name, for your honor and for your glory. Amen. You may have a seat. You have a note of praise here. But Johnson would like to thank the Lord for totally removing all pieces of steel from his finger and restoring his finger to normalcy after prayers offered last night. Amen. Also, Sister Ruth would like to thank the Lord for relieving her a bad feeling and headache during the service last night. She said she came outside and one of the deacons offered prayer for her. A little while she was feeling much better. Amen. Well, first to begin, I want to apologize, keep it a little late last night, but we're just trying to get as much in as I could get. I trust it was a blessing to you and become plain and real. Amen. Kind of take my time and try to go slow, and I not accustomed to that, and I felt so like if I was so long, and afterwards, you know, I wasn't feeling too good about that, and then one or two people tell me, you know, they really enjoyed. So I trust it's a blessing to you, amen. Because these things, you know, we're trying to look into it. We need the help of the Holy Spirit to speak it, and we need the help of the Holy Spirit to understand it. And it's just the scripture read alone tonight, it can almost wear your mind out. You know, just trying to figure out what that is all about. But, you know, as we know, you know, if you're observing a painting, some nice painting that some artist painted, and you go right up close up to it, and you come so close to the painting, maybe a few inches away, you might be able to notice all the little brush marks and these different things in the painting, but you really would be blind to what this scene is all about. But if you kind of stand a little distance away, then you could look and you could view the entire painting and see what the whole scene is all about. Amen? You know, sometimes in the Word of God, you want to get so close up to it and want to understand every little minute detail, even before you get the picture of what you're looking at, that sometimes you just wear yourself out and don't see nothing. So you want to kind of look first and see the picture, and then keep walking slowly and observe the more minute details afterwards. Amen. 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 Because many things here that, you know, we went into last night, the end, I was trying to take a look at the history, speaking about this river Euphrates, the great river Euphrates, and proven it by the scripture to show you last night that that was not a natural river. There was a natural river called Euphrates that bordered the Garden of Eden, and that come all through the Bible, but when it reached in the book of Revelation, it turned out to be a spiritual river. Because Babylon turned out to be a spiritual Babylon. We find Euphrates. Last night, we just recap a little bit here. Euphrates had passed through Babylon in the Old Testament. And when Nimrod founded that city, Babel, and that was the first name for Babylon was Babel. Amen. And we find out that when they came over in the New Testament, Babylon, ancient Babylon that was, it no longer existed, because Nebuchadnezzar, when that kingdom, after he died, and they had Belshazzar, was reigning, you know, the story in the book of Daniel, and how the writing came on the wall, and it said, you're weighing the balances and found wanting. It was written in tongues, they couldn't interpret, and Daniel, a prophet, with a spirit of wisdom of revelation, interpret the writing, and tell them that judgment was at hand. And we find out how the Medes and the Persians came in afterward, because God had already showed it to Nebuchadnezzar in a dream, though he didn't understand it. And then Daniel, being a prophet, seen it over in a vision. After all the great soothsayers and the magicians and all these people, they just couldn't figure out what it was. A prophet of God received a revelation and interpreted what it meant. And we know by a fact tonight that that was so perfect. Every kingdom and every nation that was shown there was Gentile nations. Amen. From the head of gold to the toes of iron, clear was Gentile nations. Amen. And we find that Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles. Is that the Bible? Amen. We find from that time, down to this time, there have been Gentile kingdoms. There were four great empires. One was, you can help me tonight, one was Babylon, one was Median Persia, one was Greeks, and then one was Rome. And then we find Rome was an imperial pagan Rome, and it was a beast that got a deadly wound. Amen. And then somehow mysteriously the wound was healed. Amen. Amen. These services designed for a little teaching, alright? So we just want to kind of spend time and go slow and kind of teach some things here. So after Rome revived, it revived as a spiritual empire. And we find out that Rome conquered the world, because in Revelation 17 it speaks of a city on seven hills, and you take that geographically, historically, it would only show that there's only one city in the world that is on seven hills. And the thing about it, in it was found the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. Amen? Amen. And we find out back in history, you will find out that that Roman Catholic Church had killed over 68 million Christians back in the Dark Ages and so on, and it proved to be that city. And we find out that how she had this golden cup in her hand, and she drunk in the kings of the earth. And that is why she had a name written of her called Mystery Babylon, because that is exactly what natural Babylon did. Yeah. Last time we took the scriptures, how Jeremiah, which was the prophet, when Babylon was the head of gold, Jeremiah was the prophet. Because Jeremiah prophesied Israel captivity by Babylon. Yeah. And Daniel and them was down in Babylon when God gave the dream. Is that correct? And the dream was a dream of prophecy. It was prophecy coming in the form of a dream. It was revealing the mind of God for the future ages. Amen. And up to today, we are living in that dream still. Because we know, just as every kingdom succeeded the other one right down, when Jesus came, he was living in the legs of iron. Is that correct? And then they wanted to make him a king when he's on the earth. Amen. They tried to crown him king. How many know that in the Bible? Amen. But Jesus, knowing the scriptures, he had to die as a sacrifice. And John, being a prophet, he said, behold the Lamb of God. Amen. But he found a wise man who was just magi, and they studied the stars. They knew the prophecy saying a star will arise out of Jacob. Amen. So they said, where is he born king of the Jews? We've seen his signs and we come to worship him. Amen. So they came looking for a king, but they found a lamb. Amen. Amen. Not in a manger in the house, because he's already taken out to the manger, because the shepherd is the one who found him in the manger. But the wise men found him in the house. And we found when he came, he went into his ministry,
He had to go and die for redemption for his people before he could bring in his kingdom. And he having the revelation, knowing he was in the legs of iron, and knowing that the kingdom of the God of heaven will not come into effect until the days of iron and clay. You see? And Jesus knowing that he was not in the days of iron and clay because the kingdom wasn't then divided yet. So Jesus knowing according to Daniel, the book of Daniel there, and that dream that Nebuchadnezzar had there, he knew exactly where he was, so he told him, pray thy kingdom come. Pray thy will be done as in heaven. And then when that Roman dragon there, Herod, tried to devour the child, the woman brought for that child was caught up on the garden to his throne. Is that correct? And when he's caught up on the garden, his throne up there, here he was, he's sitting on the Father's throne, not his own throne. Because Gabriel said, unto his kingdom there shall be no end. He shall be called his son the Most High. He shall have the kingdom of his father David. Is that correct? But David was promised a throne to rule the nations of the earth, to be established in the earth. But Jesus didn't have no earthly kingdom yet. He told Peter, put back thy sword. Amen. And he told him, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was of this world, then my servants fight. Amen. So they didn't understand it being revealed in a spiritual sense. Even when it's going to be ascended, they said, Lord, when will thou restore the kingdom to Israel? We know you are the son of David. We know you are the one who is coming. We know you are the Messiah. Is it not unto you to give? Is not given unto you yet to know the time and the season? You see, because Jesus, knowing the types and the shadows in the Bible, that he was the son of David like Solomon. And before Solomon's throne was established, he had to build a house first for God. A place for God's name. And after he built a house for God's name, then the throne was to be established. So Jesus came and said, upon this rock I will build my church. And Paul says, I am a wise master builder who have laid the foundation. Peter said, you are lively stones building up a spiritual house. Amen. What was going on for 7 ages, God is building a house. And then there will be a great dedication day when the headstone is come back and the house is filled with the glory of God, then he's going to establish his kingdom. So for 7 church ages, we've been in the time of the building of the house, a spiritual house, a holy temple, a resting place of the ark. And we know we're about time for the great dedication day. It's all the dedication day is going on. The temple is being dedicated. Right now, the ark of the testimony is on the shoulder of the Levites. And they are walking holy, 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 right into the holy place to put the ark of the 7 seals behind badger skins. Amen. And they're learning that word right now. And before they get a chance to come back out, the glory will come down. It can happen in this service tonight. Amen. Because at the end of the 7th age, he leaves the Father's throne to take his own throne. It's time for his throne to be established. Revelation 3:21, you will sit with me upon my throne. Which means my throne is I overcame and sat upon my Father's throne. Amen. And how are we going to know that time is taking place? There will be a sign in the heavens. His hair will be white like wool. He will come in clouds. To know we are not in the days of his priesthood. And we're not yet in the days of his kingship, but we are changing our time. A short space of time where 1/2 hour is fixed. Hallelujah. And what is going on is a total secret. Silence in heaven. It's not given out to anybody, but the elected seed, those 40 to go in the rapture, whose names in the Lamb's book of life will get the revelation so they will not be deceived, because in that hour everything will be deceived. But those elect, it's impossible for them to be deceived. My sheep will hear my voice. Come out of all my people. Amen. And quickly they'll come out. Get the lambs trimmed. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. They'll hear the message. Trim the lambs. Get full of oil. And go in with the bridegroom. Amen. So it's a tremendous time. So back there in the scriptures, Jesus knowing he was in the legs of iron, and his kingdom, the kingdom of the God of heaven, when that rock comes and smite the image in the toes, then it grew into a great mountain that filled the earth. And that was the kingdom of the God of heaven. So from the head of gold to the toes of iron and clay was earthly kingdoms. Then the toes of iron and clay, a heavenly kingdom, thy kingdom will come. Amen. And right now, it's been revealed. Because Jaden, his redeemed subjects, they will suffer with me, will reign with me. Amen. It's all going on. It's all taking place right now. And I myself has come to anoint the bright eyes, to break them into a divine revelation of the will and purpose of God, of God's program, to know positionally where they are in the economy of God. See? Because while God is getting ready to establish His throne, there is one who is moving quickly to be enthroned also. You know, Jesus in some Luke 14 or somewhere there was talking about two kings going to war. A little parable, remember that? And He said, they better check the cost. It's because one king is coming with 10,000 men and the other king is coming with 20,000. Now 20 and 10,000 is 30,000. One king have 2/3 and one king have 1/3. Hallelujah. One king is called Abaddon, which is Lucifer. He have an army. And another king is called Mike, and he have an army. And they're coming to war. Amen. One king had 1/3 of the stars in heaven. And one king had 2/3 of the stars in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's time for the throne to be set up. Now you think Jesus didn't know what he was talking about? He knew very well what he was talking about. Amen. So you're finding that all these things is happening, all these things going on. And here he's coming now, getting ready to establish his throne. And while he's getting ready to gather his redeemed subjects, there's another king who's getting ready to surface out of the bottomless pit. And he's going to set up his throne. He's already crowned with a triple crown. Amen. Amen. He say he's the vicar of Christ on the earth. He says he has jurisdiction over heaven, earth, and purgatory, some fictitious place. Where he gained the wealth of the world by making people believe he existed. Yes. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. So then here it is. He's going to surface and be worshiping the temple as though he's God. Yes. Now, it's kind of strange how that's going to happen. But you see, you wonder how people could just fall for that kind of deception. But you see, many people will be pressurized into it too. Yes. Amen. Amen. Because of money. Because money is what is controlling the wealth of the wealth of the world will control the economics of the world today. That's where the power to rule this world lies. And that king has it. You have it all stored up right there in the Vatican City. Amen. So it's a great time and a lot of things is happening. But the real church that we found last night, before that other king, that false king, he'd set up his throne, set up his kingdom, and bring up persecution on those people and wipe them out. You know, Jesus told another parable about this great man who had this this great vineyard. Amen. And in his vineyard, then he sent some servants to see about it. Amen. Amen. And then they hired hands on it. They run the servants off. Amen. Amen. And they kill them and they said, let's take it for ourselves. Amen. And then finally, the man sent his own son. And when he sent his own son, this will be the heir of it come. If we kill him, we can have it for ourselves. Alright. Now this earth was the inheritance of sons of God. And Jesus said that in the parable, that was the prophets, he sent to them all along. But Lucifer wanted to set up his kingdom on the earth because he couldn't do it in heaven. He was cast out of heaven when he tried to, what was it called? A coup? Amen. He tried a revolution up in heaven. But you see, up in heaven, they don't stand for that kind of business. Yeah. Hallelujah! Yeah. So Michael went to war. Yeah. Hallelujah! And he fought the dragon. Yeah. And the dragon place was not found no more. Yeah. Hallelujah! Yeah. Now what's something? So then afterwards, here it is all along through, when the Lord Jesus himself came, they sort of kill him off. Amen! And finally here it is now, Satan is getting ready to set up his kingdom on the earth. You build it for 2,000 years. Amen. Building it through organizations. Amen. Through denominations. Amen. See? And this is where many people, and if you have any visitors who might be a denominational believer, may God help you tonight. Amen. Amen. To see and understand from the scripture that what God's original program is, and to see that God have not deviated from his original program. Amen. And see that organization was not part of God's original program. Amen. God have nothing to do with it whatsoever. Amen. Amen. what God have a kingdom where people is born into by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So notice something. So here it was, in this hour he's getting ready to set up his throne on the earth and rule the earth. Amen. And while he's getting ready to do that, he has a plan for the real heirs of the earth. Amen. Because the title deed have come back to us. Amen. And we stand upon the earth tonight with the evidence. Amen. With the legal authority. Amen. That this earth is our property. Amen. There's people standing upon the earth with the original spirit that would have been them had they not been afar. Tonight, they are standing before God just like Adam was before the fall. Amen. And they stand there and God recognized them to be the gods of this earth. God recognized them to be descendants. Amen. Of the one whom the earth was given to. But we find while the deed have come back to them, Satan have no deed. But he's a squatter. And his squatting days is over. But because he worked so hard to achieve what he achieved, and haven't had it under his full plan is not completed yet, then he decides to go about it anyway. He's not going to recognize those who have the legal authority. No, you'll have to bow to them. But you see, he's so obsessed with his own plan, and he didn't anticipate that the title deed would have come back to them, and they would have recognized that they have that treasure in earthen vessels, and they stand as the real gods on the earth. He didn't anticipate that. He thought he'd be able to be established, and then he'd have full control over the earth, and he'd kill out these here when he get the power of the state in his hands. And when so he moved quickly was to get church and state together, so he could get rid of them quickly with political power. Because he tried to deceive them all along and kill them with spiritual death. But somehow a message always got through to wake them up. To pull them out, to enlighten them of the plan of deceit, of the mystery of iniquity that is working. Amen. So there's no way. Every time the devil tried to move to get a hold of them, what he ended up getting was just a shock. He's just a carrier, but the lies keep moving on. Amen. So here it is now when he's getting ready to set up his throne, and he's coming there, he's making a move to kill them out, and before he can make that move, our king, the real king, sees and knows the plan of the enemy. He fought him up in heaven. And that battle that was fought in heaven is unfolding down. What took place in heaven in the spiritual sense has been unfolding down for 6,000 years. So as we live out this mystery, it is revealing what took place up in heaven. Because the battle dropped down in the realm of humans. Come down through seven ages. Amen. When Michael had seven angels in the seven church ages, and he had overcomers in every age. And every age the trumpet sung, and when the trumpet sung, it means prepare for war. Amen. If the trumpet give us a sentence, who can prepare for battle? Amen. So a scriptural war in every age. Amen. And then the devil rode, God sent out the anointing to combat it. Amen. And a great battle is really intensified tonight. Amen. I was saying last night, Jesus watched right there between Iraq and Iran, where the hottest battle on earth is going right now, and that's right on the borders of the Garden of Eden. In the natural sense of it. Then here's the church right up on the verge of the promise. Amen. And the battle is hot and heavy. Hallelujah. But they are predestined to overcome. Amen. So it's a real tremendous time. And the believer is being tuned in to what is happening. Amen. So here it is now. Our king dropped down unknown to him. You see, because both of them fought all the way down to heaven. And he knows his tactics. Because he's the one who taught us the tactics of the enemy. He's the one that warned us. The devil like a roaring lion trying to devour who he may. He's the one that told us, be not ignorant of the device of the enemy. He's the one who show us how to try the spirits. He's the same one. And here he is unseen. Now Lucifer don't know he's here. You see? And the church world don't know he's here. Because the way Lucifer had it figured out, he was going to come in the sky and say, hey, here I am! And all the world would look up and see him in the sky. But the way it's been revealed to believers is a threefold mystery. Amen. And he's doing veil and morphe. Amen. And you're seeing him in the fulfillment of the word. Hallelujah. Because he gives believers a sense to see the unseen. Hallelujah. And don't matter how Lucifer could try with his church, he can't get them into the unseen at all, because he can't give them a new birth. He can give them a false birth. He can reform them, but he can't bring them into the unseen. But here, by the power of divine revelation that is given to every believer, a clear channel between them and God, God is revealing to them what is happening. And that's why the believer walk could be maintained in the spirit, because of a revelation, because of a channel of communication with them and Almighty God, and a channel of the word being revealed unto them. They can commune with God through that channel. Amen. And they could maintain the rock in the spirit, because he have opened up the rock. Beneath the rock he have shown them his program for this day. Amen. The church that is called, because faith is a sense design to reveal to you the will of God. Remember we took that quotation a couple of weeks ago there. Look into the unseen. Faith is designed and is given to you specifically for that purpose. That's why there's no prevailing powers at the revelation of the word. Amen. You can maintain your walk in the spirit. Amen. And here we find out, just in this hour, as he's making a quick move to get himself established, and to come with the power of the state to destroy the real church, God have come down. Michael himself have dropped down in secret. Amen. And making himself known to his true believers, his army, that he's here. I am now come as the captain of the Lord hosts. The Philistines saw Israel as a little bunch, and they stood behind the walled cities, and the God will give them a fight and run for the morning. All them kings were designed to gather one time to come against Israel. They said, we're going to come together, we're going to wipe them out to the earth. But they failed to realize the king was amongst them. Yeah. Unseen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That great one fixing things. Hallelujah. Amen. See? Moving along. Unseen. The secret agent himself. Amen. The Holy Spirit. Amen. And that same Holy Spirit here among the believers, quicken to them by divine revelation, have us in sessions like these, revealing to the world mysterious things, speaking to your heart, making it plain unto you, alerting you, getting you ready, letting you see what is happening, focusing the light upon all the movements of the enemy, showing you where you ought to be in this hour, showing you what God is doing, is just putting you right in step. See, so here we are, and it's a time here when the devil think he's going to come and bring a surprise. He think he have the world deceived, and they don't know he's going to unite church and state, and what the mark of the beast, and he's giving them little smoke screens to make them believe that 666 and the toothpaste and all these things, the mark of the beast. You see, because a lot of people know 666, but what they fail to realize is the very system that they're in. They fail to realize all that is just a stream off of the spiritual Euphrates. There's a branch in that Babylonian tree. They fail to realize that. You see? And because they fail to realize that, here the real church is being alerted. So he's not going to spring no surprise on us. When he comes, he'll be in for a surprise. Because he'll find a little bunch here, and the anointed called church filled with the Holy Ghost will take the word and hand it here. Amen. It will flash like lightning. Hallelujah. Because right now those seven mysteries is uttering its voices to the true church. Amen. lifted up in the power of God, rubbing the make-believe out, making her recognize her position in the Word, bringing her to a perfect faith. And here being ready for it, ready for invasion, ready for attack. Amen. And you know, when an army or a nation it's been alerted for an invasion, it's been alerted for an assault of the enemy. Amen. But them soldiers turn. Amen. Hallelujah. Every man, amen, the P's and Q's. You know what that means, amen? The fully alert. Hallelujah. Every man eyes peeled. Every man hand on the weapon. Hallelujah. Lord, every man a post of duty. Every man. Hallelujah. Recognizing the hour of confrontation. Amen. Because all that slick thing is moving there, and now and then he pushes his head out to see how things on the outside, you see? So he can make a number. Every time he pushes his head out, the Holy Spirit identifies him. Exactly what stage is, what is going on. Hallelujah. So even though he pushes his head out and go back in disguise and hide for a while, and think, well, we forget nothing. Because we've been reminded, the Holy Spirit bringing back into remembrance all the word that was spoken. God, keeping in remembrance. Hallelujah. Don't forget when the moon black out. Hallelujah. Don't forget all these things. When it was identified. Don't forget on the rapture that he's here. Don't forget all these things that are taking place. Don't forget about the money proposition. When they played on this alliance between the Vatican and America. And right now she's mingling her wine and she have a bed spread for Russia. And she stand up in the door. Yeah, and she wearing one of her most enticing garments. Yeah. Hallelujah. And she have on the sweetest perfume. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because she already slept with one superpower in her bed and she wants the next one now. Yeah. So she have a communist pope. Amen. She know exactly what she up to. Yeah. Amen. She's going to try to woo them to get her right in her bed where she wants them. Yeah. And she's going to have them there too. Yeah. Hallelujah. Because the kings of the earth will give the power 1 hour with the beast. Is that correct? But she's going to regret it. Yeah. Amen. Because they won't like what happened in that bed. Yeah. They're going to turn around and blow her straight out of the bed. Yeah. With a magnum. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Amen. They're going to use her and then blow her apart. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. The dog with the flesh. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. So it's a tremendous time. And so much is happening. Amen. My. I want to see all the things happening there. Last night I was showing there. Here it is. It's going on. Right up under Lucifer. The great red dragon is a fallen star. Amen. Then it was called, in Revelation 9, it's a fallen star. Then it's called Lucifer. Then it's called the angel of the bottomless pit. Then it's called the great red dragon. Then it's called the beast. Amen. I was Lucifer all the time. And last time we trailed him where he was up in heaven. At some of the morning. Then after that, had a war. In Revelation 12. And we find he's cast down. Then we follow him down to Revelation 9. And we find he's cast down and he had to carry the bottomless pit. Amen. Then we find that he was down there with his army. One, two, three stars. The fallen stars. Amen. All of them were down there in hell. Very unhappy. Amen. There wasn't heaven no more. So they decided to make their own heaven on earth. They decided to carry the planet. And he had 5 I wills in his heart. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And we find that when he was in the bottomless pit, then finally he came out back up. Amen. And when he came back out, he was so educated genius. He was a super religious. Amen. And the whole world wondered after him. Is that correct? And we found that the Bible, the Holy Spirit giving the revelation who he was, so super religious, the beast that was and is and is not and yet is. Yeah. Amen. And how there's 5 kings that fall, one's that come, one to come in a short period of time, and the 8 is of the 7. Yeah. And all these mysterious things there. But then showing this writing, the change in time where pagan Rome became papal Rome. Yeah. Just change the outer texture. But the same old pagan nature inside is the same thing. Amen. They just profess religion. Amen. Amen. And then we found that right in there is where Lucifer was, because he was the beast that carried her. Amen. That same beast Michael fought, that same fallen star, that same king angel of the bottomless pit, that same king over the army, was the same beast that carried the woman, was the same beast in that city on seven hills. Amen. And we found that last night there, that her, why she's called Mystery Babylon, because Satan's seat finally ended up there. And we found out how ancient Babylon, that was where Satan's seat was first, because that was where Satanic religion had its origin. I know Satanic religion, the ark. God wiped out the whole earth. Amen. Amen. And Noah, righteous prophet, and his family was in the ark. Amen. Then they came out of the ark. How know Satanic religion came out of the ark? Yeah. But then after we found that Ham was cursed. Amen. Not Ham, rather, but Canaan, the son of Ham. Amen. Ham did the wrong, but the curse was on Canaan, the son of Ham. Amen. Curse be Canaan, son of Ham. Amen. And then right out through that lineage there, Nimrod came out, and that is where the first evidence of satanic worship, and they begin to go away from the original truth of one God. That's why the prophet says, here it is, hundreds of years after, almost 1,000 years after, Abraham standing there, he was from a direct descendant of Shem, was Ham, Shem, and Japheth, three people of people of the earth. And when God, who is one God, came, walking with two angels, Abraham didn't say God, Abraham said Lord. Because Ham never deviated. There was no ceremonial worship, nothing from among among Shem. Shem never deviated. Even though the Abraham come out there, the child is there and received the true revelation. Then here he was standing there, one God, and the prophet is out of there, out of that lineage, because the prophecy was God will dwell in the tent of Shem. Look back in Genesis 9, somewhere there, God prophesying to Noah is that God himself will dwell in the tent of Shem. Then God is going to come through that lineage as Messiah. That was the Messiah lineage. Amen. When God stretched his tent from heaven to earth and come down as a man. Amen. And that Jesus Christ is going to come through that lineage. He's going to be a son of Abraham. Amen. And Abraham is a son of Shem. You see? But we found where they went off there. Amen. Where Ham went off there, and that Satan religion started there. That's the first origin of it. And Babylon had all these mysteries because they knew of the promise of the woman going to bring forth the seed. The woman's seed going to bruise the serpent's head. So they begin to pervert that truth way back up there. And then they had a Nimrod who married his own mother. And then her mother claimed he was divine, he was God, he was that promised seed. Amen. And then he began to get a great name in the earth, and people bow down and worship him with a false revelation. Amen. Amen. We find that begin to spread from nation to nation, because he went forth conquering nations. He was the first one, history says, went to war against the neighboring countries. And then he began to build an army and train an army and overtake all the places there. And he built the city Babel. Amen. Later known as Babylon itself. And the great river Euphrates that bore on Eden there, and the river Tigris, and there are two branches off of them, one called Gihon and Pishon, right where the Garden of Eden was located. I just turn back this for you here. You see, because those locusts was the same 200 million spiritual devil's bong. Those locusts were the same thing that came out of the smoke in the bottomless pit. They were like horses. Is that correct? Spiritual devils. The locust is like horses. But we found the locust really a spirit. But the locust for its nature, for what it does. Amen. See. Now keep in your mind about the seals. Seals is speaking about religion. And trumpet is speaking about politics. But Satan is controlling both religion and politics. Because he offered Jesus the kingdoms of the world. Is that correct? Because he owned them. He have drunk all of them with his abomination, the wine of his fornication. The kings of the earth. See, and then the very church, the mother of harlots, the great hall, all the Protestant churches come from her. So it's concerning both the church, religion, and politics. And his demon power is doing it. Amen. Now what's something here? I want to get real good. Amen. You will see last week on the Euphrates River, tonight Miltota is a plague of locusts. And by subject to revival of the old pagan empire. Because the pagan Roman Empire. The revival of the pagan Roman Empire. Because that very Roman Empire is still here with us. Not as a military power, but as an ecclesiastical power. But they have drunk the kings of the earth. And that is where the military power is going to come in. That will come as a military arm. Amen. Amen. Of the Roman system. Amen. See, because it's how wealth finances them. It's how wealth produces the weapons and all these things. It's how wealth controls the economics of the world. She could break them or she could rise them. Amen. See, she take everyone to bed because she's a whore. Amen. A filthy woman. Amen. Now watch. So here it is then. Now you find that after Nimrod coming on the end and built Babel, then afterwards, then that city was built right there where the Euphrates River passed through it. And the Euphrates River was passing through Babylon because it was designed after the city of God. Amen. Lucifer was only perverting the real thing. Amen. Because he can't create to begin with. Amen. Everything he does is a perversion. How many knows that? Yeah. Everything the devil does only pervert what God does. So what he had here to begin with was a perversion of the real city, because the New Jerusalem, as we took last night, had a river flowing in its head. And the New Jerusalem was Christ, Michael Bride. And Babylon was Lucifer Bride. Amen. You see? And Babylon had a river flowing through it, and the New Jerusalem had a river flowing through it. But that was a pure river of the water of life, clear as crystal. Amen. Showing it cannot be a natural river, it's a spiritual river. Amen. And the bride that he said, tell us, let him come and drink that water freely. Hallelujah. We find him, a man who looks like a tree planted by the rivers of that water, bringing forth the fruit in season. Amen. See? So that Euphrates River we picked up last night there, how all the other rivers was not mentioned in the Bible after Genesis. Only in Daniel 10:4, one place alone in the entire Bible, Hezekiah was mentioned, and the rest was never mentioned. But Euphrates was mentioned 20 times. And Euphrates flowed from Genesis right into Revelation. And Babylon started in the beginning of the Bible, it was in the middle of the Bible and the end of the Bible. Showing it have to be here still. Because if it's at the end of the Bible, it's still here. But when it reaches the end of the Bible, it's called Mystery Babylon. But then how come, if it's Rome, how come it comes Mystery Babylon? And that's what we found last night, Lucifer being there, and how from Nimrod, the satanic worship, when Babylon fell as a nation there, and a kingdom, and the Medes and the Persians succeeded in Daniel time, that we find that Attalus, this is history now, we're bringing it in here, Attalus, the priest king, and the priest was the ones who the mysteries was committed to, they were the teachers. They were teaching people all the sciences and the religion and these things. And he and a few of his priests fled to Pergamos. And that was just outside the Roman Empire. And then they stayed there and they flourished very mightily. And then somehow, Attalus the third, after a long season, Attalus the first, second, then the third one, then he came and he willed it over to Rome. So all the mysteries of Babylon, the satanic worship, ended up in the pagan Roman Empire. And we find Julius Caesar back there, not Julius Caesar, Caesar back there. He was the first one who was called Pontiff Maximus. And he took that title. And then a few of them took that title, that they have full authority, they are infallible and these things. And then after it was abandoned, and then when the popes come back up, they pick back up that title. And then every pope now is said to be infallible, and be the vicar of the Son of God, and have jurisdiction over heaven, earth, and purgatory, and they have this triple crown, showing that they have that authority. Now, what's something? And then from there, we find out it is called Rome now, is likened to Babylon, because what exactly Babylon did, how she spread that influence and drunk all the nation with that false pagan worship, then Rome do the very same thing. And so when pagan Rome fell as an empire, Then they embrace Christianity in 325 in Nicene Council, and they profess to be Christians. Amen. And all these pagan spirits, amen, became bound, amen, by Christian principles. Amen. Though they were still the same warlike spirits. And we find that the Euphrates River in the natural was also the eastern boundary of the imperial pagan Rome. Because she had stretched, maybe let me look at the map here, I can pick up one or two countries for you that she spread over. Alright. Now, it's from Rome, Macedonia, Asia, Galatia, all right through onto the Euphrates River that run right through the Persian Gulf and go right up straight the northeastern boundary of Israel, right up to the top. If you look in the Bible, maybe you check out last night, you would see where that was the boundary. And the pagan Roman never extended that boundary. And when pagan Rome became papal Rome, pagan Rome as a political empire never extended that boundary. Papal Rome became the boundary for pagan Rome. So papal Rome became the Euphrates River. You see, and all those pagan spirits, which were them 200 million spiritual devils, that Satan's seed was sown in there, they actually became bound by the Christian principles they embrace and the Christianity they profess. Amen. See, whenever it was loose, they call it holy war. Amen. They it was like they get rid of heretics and these things. You see, they know to cover up the business. But then finally, when in this generation Satan is getting ready to establish his throne, I was going to bring all nations on them because he had the wealth of the world now, which he picked up through the dark ages. Amen. See, when he actually stamped out almost the entire Christian church, there are a few remained here. And spring up in Luther, and he didn't even have the whole truth. Alright. Now when he decided to make his move in this age, here it was now. He couldn't just come out as this big Roman Catholic church in the 20th century and go and start to kill people like that. So the spirit is actually loose upon the dictators, because she had such a control over the kings of the earth already, that the kings of the earth was given the power and the strength unto the beast. And she was using the power and the strength as a military arm to get what she wanted done. And through the Catholic vote and these things, like in Germany and Italy, they brought Mussolini to power. Through a wealth, she financed them and put them out there, and there was just a channel she was doing her work through. Amen. Because we studied this last night, I was showing you there is some things. The thing that we really is picking up in these trumpets here was that there was three woes in the trumpets. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And that the three woes we get tomorrow night. And those three woes was brought about by those spirits, that king and his army. Amen. But that king and his army is really a pagan Roman spirit. It's really Lucifer and his demons. Amen. And his seat is in Rome. Amen. So it's really the Catholic Church. Amen. But the war is taking place in the political realm. Amen. So you're not seeing Rome doing it. You see the dictators of the world doing it. But we find out they are drunk. Because she have drunken them and she have slept with them. You know how some of these ambitious women that get a hold of these men and only whisper things behind their ears, and these men acting all out in the public. But is that a woman behind them? Is that woman pushing them to satisfy her greed? You know, like what Jezebel do Ahab, you know, in the Bible? Well, it's the same thing, because that is what it represented. That's exactly what it represented. Amen. That's why I said, as a Christian this hour, God has sent an eagle anointing. Amen. That the Christian, the believer this hour, will not be trapped here. But by the power of the revelation, they would sort of the place to to see Satan into this world falling apart and see the kingdom of the God of heaven being ushered in. The faith, the eagle eye, is not filmed over. It's seen beyond the glamour and the prosperity of Egypt. Hallelujah! Because by revelation with that eagle eye, they see the supreme judge standing there. By faith, the eagle eye show them these things. They see it and they understand what is happening. Amen. So they didn't get trapped. They can't be caught in carnality. They can't be caught in foolishness. Because they see that angel come down to the kingdom of that book to reveal the names, and they know why he did it. Because he raised his hand, swear, time shall be delayed no longer. It's all winding up quickly under the seventh seal. Quickly, D1 shall be taken to judgment. D1 shall be taken to judgment. Where, Lord? Where the carcass is? Where the unfailing body of the Son of Man is being revealed? Hallelujah! Where the revelation of the rapture is unfolding. That he is here. Has come like a thief in the night. And the bride is being taken up in that mystery. Stephen rapturing faith. Behind this veil of flesh. They added word upon word upon word upon word. And all of a sudden when they hit that place, his body materialized. And changed around that word image inside of them. And God gave them a divine revelation. He had left part of the word hidden in the Bible, that when they come to that place, it will be revealed to show them the changes fixing to come that must follow the last sign that Abraham saw. There was a change to follow that. Hallelujah! They had the first change. And it's been changing, 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 changing. And then they hit the scene where a quick short message comes forth to show that the rapturing faith is coming on stronger to lift them up and get ready to take them out. Hallelujah. And all these great secret things in the Bible, all in the message have been revealed, spoken, remain hidden, could not be preached and made known, because the devil will do great damage and have been kept back. Now that she comes to know who she is, what she stands for, she can do greater works. Now he's becoming powerless before her. Hallelujah. Now she can put her feet on the neck of them kings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now her king himself has come down. Now your power to bind the mamba in a nut. Hallelujah. Then God can reveal it. Because not even death could harm her now. Hallelujah. Not even death could harm her now. Amen. Hallelujah. She prevailed over the devil by the power of divine revelation. Open to the seven seals. Release unto her to the seven seals. And the seven seal puts in the channel of communication for inspiration. Amen. And she didn't step God mighty marching army onward, Christian soldiers marching us to war. Amen. Hallelujah. The devil have everything planned and arranged. And oh my, 2,000 ones are flooded. Trying to bombard them and confuse the mind. Amen. But God giving them revelation. Amen. By the word coming unto them continually. Amen. Get them ready and brought them to a place to overcome all them false anointed spirits. Amen. Take this stand in the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Then the devil quickly realized he can't deceive them no more. Amen. Because they could tell the two spirits apart. They could recognize him at all of his tricks. Hallelujah. So quickly he tries to come in political power. And he have made a quick turn to get his armies and come. But they are ready because Michael is here to give them power for the spoken word. The dynamic shall be a refilling of the Holy Ghost. The glory of God will fill the temple. Amen. And they recognize all these scriptures being revealed. Amen. Being opened up. And from the time the seed opened up, they know the promise is at hand. Amen. No matter opposition, oppression, and demon powers on every hand. Yet they're pressing the way too. Because the faith is seeing the promise soon coming to pass. Behold, I come quickly, my reward is with me, to give every man according to his works. Amen. They cry out, even so come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Just in white raiment, eyes have gold tried in the fire. Amen. Have the lamps filled with oil. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Lord, we're tired of this place. We hate this world. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. They see what is happening. It's all being revealed by the Holy Spirit. Amen. So here it was.
how all them 200 million spiritual devils bound the Euphrates River, and God only called it Euphrates there? Because what is Euphrates? What is the Euphrates River doing in the trumpets? When the trumpets are for the Jews?
Amen.
What do you think will have to do there? But it's a mystery.
Amen.
That is where it's exactly right there where them demon powers coming out. Because the fourth empire, Rome, the legs are iron, was controlling from the time of Jesus right down until his kingdom come in the millennium.
Amen.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Then that Roman empire is Mystery Babylon.
Yes.
And Mystery Babylon, just like natural Babylon has a natural river, Mystery Babylon have a mystery river.
Amen.
And that mystery river have demon powers inside it.
Amen.
And that river in the harvest time here is overflowing its banks.
Amen.
Oh my. Overflowing its banks. That river have a winding course. That spiritual river, spiritual Euphrates, have a winding course to every organization, to every nation.
Amen.
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 And also the New Jerusalem, that new city, God a bride from every nation. And that river have a winding course also, not through the organizations, but through the nations.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Amen. In the last days, artesian well, a fountain, Brother Bram says, opening the house of David. Hallelujah! No cold season, no winter could freeze that over. Because it don't depend on local rains, no sir! Hallelujah! It don't depend on no little showers, it's something on the inside bubbling out. Hallelujah! It's God, is that river in his people. The Holy Spirit himself. Amen. Hallelujah. This is spirit of the Spirit. Amen. St. John 7:38. Psalm 46. Zechariah 14:8. Ezekiel. Let me pick up the scripture in Ezekiel there for you. Ezekiel 47. All the scripture. You see the river that is flowing to the city of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we are at time now. I want to strike the locust, but you see, I have to pick back up the Euphrates River to get the locust.
Amen.
Because last time we picked up the Euphrates River, and we found the spiritual Euphrates River, and we found that also it was a pagan Roman spirits.
Amen.
Now we're going to find the very locust was pagan Roman spirits. In the locust was not just in the trumpet; the locust was in the seals too. In the church to the same locust. Eating the tree down. Amen. Same locust. So you see that you know the same description in Revelation, the same description in Joel saw? The locust John saw, the locust Joel saw, the same locust.
Amen.
Israel is a fig tree too, you know that?
Amen.
I know the bride is a type of that tree also. And the locust eat down with the bride is also Israel, because
Amen.
Titus scattered Israel.
Amen.
To all nations, Roman power.
Amen.
And Roman power through the Titus bring them back in the homeland.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Military power by Rome. Put them out, military power by Rome, bring them back.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And that same Roman spirit, all the while before it was loose in the political realm, was in the realm of the church. Eating down the church in a spiritual sense.
Amen.
But over in the trumpets, they're killing Israel in a physical sense.
Amen.
Yeah. Killing the Jews. And many others in the earth too. Yeah. Apart from Jews.
Yeah.
Many men who don't have the seal of God. Amen. See, because of the armies, the beasts out there, protesting the Catholics out there. Amen. All them Germany professing to be Christians.
Yeah.
And a Christian war, Hitler was talking about. But only he was only a vehicle of the Roman church.
Amen.
He said, why so sure? Because look, we come back to the local spirit again. Get that.
Amen.
That spirit in the Euphrates, it was called Euphrates because God wanted it to reveal that Babylon is still here. The Holy Spirit called Euphrates to connect it to Babylon, which today is the Roman system. Amen. So once you talk about the Roman system, you talk about Babylon, Euphrates have to be here. Because wherever Babylon is, Euphrates is.
Amen.
That's your waters of Babylon.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. What a spirit.
Amen.
Yeah. See, now watch. So then, within the seven trumpets there,
Now we're taking, we're trying to take a little study at the seven trumpets here, as we're trying in among the believers. And I want you to see, as I said last night, it's not so much to reveal more things to you, to give you a little more knowledge. That is good. God, we thank God for seeing what we've seen. But when these things have been revealed, He is here. We have the message all the time. We read it all the years. I want the key to show is the truth. It always keep opening up something. Light upon light will fall until the whole thing is made plain. Because God started. It's always God. See, and you hear many times I preach about the seven trumpets, and says it was a reason that it was not allowed to preach. And it was preached supernaturally first. And what is preached supernaturally? When you say something was preached supernaturally, what do you mean? How do you mean preached supernaturally? See, because that is what God told him. Don't go in there. Leave that part of the book of Revelation alone. Yeah. And he said, not profitable at this time. Yeah. But you know, this 1965, he was trying to set up a meeting again to preach it with the vials and the thunders this time. Because he knew why it wasn't profitable at that time. Amen. And he said, I've got to bring a message. And I tell you, the message is coming forth. Amen. It's the Holy Spirit bringing forth the message. Because the message was revealed, but it remained hidden because the time wasn't profitable. Amen. There was something we couldn't enlighten ourselves with. Amen. But when we had reason to see certain things, He comes and makes it plain. Amen. That's all He is doing. He's only making plain what we have reason to see now. That's all it is. Amen. So here it is, this great river Euphrates, that all the demon powers came out. There was bung in there, and there was bung in ecclesiastical Rome, papal Rome, with pagan spirits. Because how did Rome conquer back there when she was a world power as imperial pagan Rome? By military power. Yes. Divided and conquered wherever they went. Yes. Devouring everything in the path. Yes. That's how they did it. Yes. So here it is. The very same spirit that was loose upon the dictators. Now that spirit is being loose upon a corrupt clergy. Amen. It was loose in the political realm by dictators, the heads of the United Nations, and back there, under the auspices of the United Nations, the League of Nations, and all the League of Nations came against Israel.
Amen.
And then they have all these churches there coming against the brown.
Amen.
And all the heads of these religions come together in the World Council of Churches.
Yeah.
And the same pagan spirit that divide and conquer and devour and that killed 6.5 million Jews in the war is the very same spirit behind all these eloquent LLD, PhD, DDD men.
Yeah.
All these fine, sophisticated, cultured people in the organization today? And they, just like the dictators, gave the support to Mystery Babylon? So these will give the support to the beast? Amen. The same pagan spirit that was bound in the Euphrates, the spiritual Euphrates, Mystery Babylon, that was loose through the dictators in the political realm, have now been loose in the ecclesiastical realm through religious men, heads of organizations, corrupt clergy that rejected the revealing of the Son of Man. And there, just like it was loose upon the Jews, to Hitler and Mussolini and Stalin and these people back in World War II, showing the squeeze, it will be loose upon the brain.
Amen.
When I saw that Holocaust, something inside the move, and I was telling the brothers, I see what's going to happen in the squeeze. I see it's going to set a rise. I see it's going to set a move and think about how it's going to move in there. You see? like a woman in travail. Jesus said he's going to come. Amen? How did a woman come in travail? She'll get pregnant first. Then his seed will begin to grow and grow and grow. And while it's growing, she knows about the appointed time she will hit travail. She may not know the day or the hour it will come, but she knows the season. And then she'll have some definite signs to identify travail is coming upon her. You know what I'm saying? It's a process. And what was loose there when the Pope went to Jerusalem and the Spirit loose through John the 23rd, or whatever his name was, and he says, we are all one. Jesus prayed, we are all one. And the ecumenical Spirit was loose there. And then Pope Paul the 6th, when he went, the moon black out and showed that the church is in darkness, but it's the light coming time for the believers. The present coming, the great light to shine upon the word that light never shine upon. To put the secret in the back part of God's mind, the heart of the bride, so she could have the devil answer. She could see what God's plan was and what the devil is up to. And that revelation in the heart of the bride. Amen. You got to take your Christianity serious. You see, it is life and death. You think the bride is something small in a corner somewhere? Eh? No, it's not like that at all, no, sir. Amen. You see, the devil knows the spiritual power that is available to the bride and has been available to the bride through the ages. Amen. That's why the devil have respect for that bride. That's why he's not a threat, even though it's like ordinary people. Because he knows the power that's available to those people. He know back there, God take up people from the roadside and shook the world upside down. You know what God would look at them back there in the stockade, and there's a grain again. Amen. You see? Now what's something here? Oh my, I want to take my time. I find like I want to go too fast. Amen. Now you see, I want to get these things real good. Something just come down today there to make this thing so plain with these locusts right here to see exactly and prove to you how those locusts in the trumpets and the locusts in the seals, it had locusts both places. See? Because it was the four stages eaten down with those four riders right there. Amen. Eaten on the church. Yeah. Four messengers of death. Yeah. And that four messengers of life to restore it back. In the realm of the church, while the political arm was born, while as a military power she was born, while she was trying to come in deception in the church. See? But when John saw it in the trumpets, because trumpets is political disturbance, he saw them same locusts actually killing people. That eat on the church, because those same demons that Lucifer had at 200 million, let me throw it out here, those same demons that Lucifer had here, some of those same demons is who he transformed as minister of light. Yeah. Who came seducing the church back there? Yeah. You know what the Bible says? Yeah. Satan transformed him as minister of light. Yeah. All of 200 million he had down inside of there? Yeah. To do what? Seduce the church? Yeah. Politically minded men was invading the pulpits without a calling? To swing the church into politics. Amen. And that is why it went on a white horse rider. Became a false prophet in the spirit of the incarnate. Then was strong. Then religion and politics married together. Then he had the two under his control now. But the same spirit all the time. You see how that come out there? You understand what I'm saying? Amen. Okay, let me take a little bit of a joy. That's what I want to strike, but I think I'll leave that for a little while. Amen. Let me pick up Joel a little bit. Because I want to see in Joel, St. Joel, Resurrection of the Bride, I want to read from rather. Because it's about Joel. Now, Joel is a strange book. Joel is speaking about restoration. Speaking about the harvest time, He's speaking of the appointment of the Holy Spirit. He's speaking of the judgment in the last days. He's speaking about the power of the elements and things, all in the book of Joel. Joel is for now. But you see, it was spoken back there like in type. But Joel is restoration.
Amen.
The baptism of the Holy Spirit for the church. God power of the Spirit, dynamics. All these things. The harvest time where he goes forth to reap the harvest. Then all to the judgment upon the earth. Now listen to this here in Joel. Page 25, Restoration of the Bride Tree. God is speaking here in Joel. God is speaking of the fruit tree that he planted. God had planted a fruit tree. He planted it on their Pentecost. And he brought that tree there for a purpose. He wanted to bear his fruit word, God's word. He wanted a church that would keep his word all down through the age. He failed to keep it. The Jews failed to keep it. The law failed. All that failed, and God planted him a tree. Amen. Now we know David saw the same tree. So he planted by rivers of water. Is that correct? Page 28. He said, now that's the tree that Joel spoke about here. It cannot die. The worms eat it down, but it couldn't die.
Amen.
It's in its root. It had a predestinated truth. It had God's word. The tree did. And this tree is that tree all the way. It was put in the Garden of Eden. All trees die by the woman. We all die by the woman. By birth, we all die. Amen. But through the woman come death. But by this birth, come by the woman. You see, this natural birth. This has to die because of sin. And the new birth come by Christ, and we cannot die. And that one and the other tree. And this tree, though it's been persecuted, made fun of, since the very beginning in the Garden of Eden, it cannot die. It's been clubbed and beat and oh my, everything done to it. But what happened? He will not die. He can't, because he's holding in him the predestined word of God. It has to come forth, his fruit in its own season. Because Jesus said, I'm the vine, you are the branches. And all the branches was in the root to begin with. Is that correct? And though the Romans killed Jesus, yet he came back up. Amen.
Amen.
And a branch coming forth in every season. Amen.
Amen.
Bringing forth its fruit in the season for the age that it predestinated them for.
Amen.
Amen. And there's a bright tree. Now watch. Joel saw every one of them eat down to the bottom. But he said, I'll restore it, saith the Lord. For the predestination of God lays in the roots of the tree. It's got to come forth, God's holding the predestination word of God. Now we know we're talking about the tree of life back in the garden, all along the way through. David saw the tree planted by the rivers of water. Who leaves shall not wither.
Amen.
Is that correct?
Amen.
Follow me.
Yeah.
So then here in Joel, Joel in speaking about the locust. He saw locusts darken the whole land.
Amen.
And eat down the tree of God.
Yeah.
And the other trees.
Yeah.
And Jesus went into the fig tree, put on his bud, and all other trees. You know that summer is nice even at the doors.
Yeah.
But God promised, I will restore. Now watch. Oh my, what a tree. It started to go back in Eden. What happened? There was a bunch come for the Cain children, some bugs.
Yes,
sir. Did I pick up them bugs already? Cain children, and they come over and eat it down to a stalk, and God took a crop of it and put it in the ark and carried it through. No one has parted your plant over in the new earth.
Amen.
Amen. All the way down, it's been the same. Down to the lines of judgment, Israel and down. Then at Pentecost, where the church, the bride tree, he set an order on Pentecost, the tree that was predestinated to bring forth its fruit in due season. Page 32. He said, and there came by a little old, ugly, greedy teeth beetle, and that lived in 41 stages, as Joel saw him. Four stage insect destroyer come forth to destroy that beautiful tree of God. Think of it. Now I'm going to read some of what Joel said, and then you know I won't go into the palm and cankerum, because one eat the leaves, one is eat the bark, one is eat the fruit, one is eat the lice.
Amen.
Amen. And first they start to eat of the leaves, which is the represent fellowship.
Amen.
Amen. Then they eat of the fruit and the love and the joy and the peace and the long suffering, eat the fruit of the tree.
Amen.
Then they eat of the bark, which is the doctrine, because the bark is the covering, and religion means covering.
Amen.
And that's the apostolic doctrine. They begin to eat the dung, and all the truth begin to replace with creeds and dogmas when the Nicolaitan system begin to swing the church into Babylon.
Amen.
And the Nicene Council begin to bring all these pagan traditions, all these interceding with saints and all these things from the mysteries of Babylon that Nimrod started with his religion.
Yeah.
It is now the religion of Nimrod is now intermingled with Christianity.
Yeah.
And they begin to eat of the doctrine, and then they start to get all these funny dogmas and cuisine. And either don't got a stump, but the life was down in the roots. To come back up. He said, no, look, now the bride are one. Tree of life. In other words, like husband and wife is one, Christ and his bride are one. Same thing, same spirit, same work, same signs, same everything. Those that I do shall I do also. How long to all the world? How much to every creature? Is that right? The Roman caterpillar started eating on the bride tree until it took it plumb to the roots. The same Roman tree, what kind of tree did cut Christ down? A Roman tree?
Yeah.
If Christ is a tree, isn't the Romans a tree too?
Yeah.
If the bride is a tree, isn't the false shield a tree too?
Yeah.
Didn't John say the axe is a tree, the root of the tree, and every tree that doesn't bring fruit will be cast down? He's talking about all those scribes and Pharisees?
Yeah.
Alright. You are a tree tonight. A evil tree bring forth evil fruit, a corpse bring forth corpse fruit, a good tree bring forth good fruit.
Yeah.
And if you are part of the bright tree, then they're bringing forth the fruit in this season.
Yeah.
Right in the top, amen.
Yeah.
Are we at the top of the tree now?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. So the prophet said, now, he said, hold still, I'm going to fire a magnum.
Yeah.
Now a magnum is coming forth, you know.
Yeah.
You know that magnum is, boy, a big hole I got ready to.
Yeah.
Amen. The Roman caterpillar started eating the bright tree. A Roman tree is what eat on Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Same to cut down Christ. What kind of tree cut the bride down? A Roman tree too?
Amen.
Amen. How? By substituting something besides the word. The Protestant church that don't take the word of God, your daughter to the Roman church. God never at any time organized a church. The Roman Catholic Church was the first organization. And every one of them are daughters to her that organized. They die with her. Now the Bible says the mother of harlots. To be a mother, you must have daughters. Because she's a mother of harlots, harlots has to be a woman, not a man. Harlots are a prostitute too. And she's a mother of daughters. Amen. You can't be a mother until you have children. You can be a wife. But when you have children, you become a mother. And she's the mother of harlots, and harlots is a woman. And she being the first organization out of her womb came every Protestant church. And God in Revelation chapter 2 said, I'll kill Jezebel's children with death too.
Amen.
I'll cast them in a bed with hell.
Amen.
So both Protestant and Catholics is in the fire already.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. That's why there's a message calling the bride out and bringing her back to the original apostolic faith. Aren't you glad that God could open your eyes to see it? Aren't you glad this late hour when it's almost past feeling time? The Holy Spirit can make things plain to you. So give the assurance that I'm going up in the first resurrection. We are gathered for the song of the last trumpet. When time shall be no more. Six is already sung in. And there are shouting of voice between the sixth and the seventh one. And the shout has already come forth 20 years now. And the voice has been identified. The final voice of the final age. My, how late are we? What time is it, sirs? Amen. So let's get back to this locus now, this Roman Catholic Church that ate down Christ, that tree, then ate down the bride tree. Alright, the Bible said he would burn a tree with fire. How many knows that? Well, the Bible said the reason the tears would go together until the last days, he'd bind the tears and burn them. Okay, so the Roman Caterpillar started eating on the tree in the days of Paul. Paul said, I'm persuaded that after my departure, man will rise up among you. Brethren like sheep, skins over them, wolf inside. We'll draw away many after them. For the spirit of Antichrist you heard was going to come in the world. It's already in the world now. Working in the children of what? Disobedience. Disobedience of what? The revealed word. Like who? Like Cain was. Cain laughed at the door. But he wouldn't obey. Because of pride in his heart. He said then the sin willfully after that. There you are. Organization being formed. You see what I mean? They were trying to move to those apostles in the first age. Revelation 2 and the founding of liars. Paul in Galatians, the men of some coming privately to spout our liberty in Christ. Amen. Jude said men of old order under condemnation. Creeping unawares. Is that correct?
Yes.
Paul told the Galatians, who have bewitched your foolish Galatians? These taking you back into bondage. What it was? That white horse rider in the children of disobedience Hymens and Philetus, the world, it is a gangrene. They have in earth concerning the faith, have overthrown the faith of some, and caused many to shipwreck.
Amen.
The captain of that ship is saying, sail on. The captain of that ship is seeing your promised land. But they shipwreck against some rocks and mash up and drunk in the sea somewhere there.
Amen.
But we float down the stream of time tonight. We ain't got long to stay. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The captain is here tonight.
Amen.
Say, land ahoy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then sail on! Amen! Hallelujah! Now notice. So he says here, that spirit is working right back there, called a white horse rider.
Amen!
Amen!
Called a white horse rider. I sure wonderful this is, eh? It's something here, just like a temptation to jump into it. But have patience. Begin to eat. What it did? The old caterpillar started, the old canker worm. Joel saw it. Listen now, we're coming up close to the end. Joel saw it. He said, what the palm worm left, the locust eat. What the locust left, eat, the canker worm got. What the canker worm left, the caterpillar got. That's what he said. That's the tree of God.
Amen.
So all these locusts are dark in the land. That sound like noise, like chariots. Had fire going before them, all these things.
Yeah.
It wasn't natural locusts.
Yeah.
You speak about? If you are Roman devils.
Yeah.
Amen. Working in the ecclesiastical realm.
Amen.
Working in the realm of the church.
Amen.
And it was a mystery how these people had gotten those strategic positions behind the pulpits.
Amen.
Praying the church with unbelief. With all the wisdom and the politics. Inspired messages. Were taking the people off of the original foundation that Paul laid. Amen. The word is no longer pure. Men is adding to the word or taking it from the word. And the church was drifting away already. But it seems it was so small they could hardly realize it. It came as an angel of light. And Paul said, I fear lest a seven beguile Eve. Which is the beast, Satan in flesh. A false another one. So do these come preaching another Jesus, another gospel. Beguile thee, seduce thee. And you no longer be a virgin, then I can present you not Christ a virgin. But you'll get beguiled and corrupt your mind, your spiritual womb from the simplicity that is in Christ. Is that what he said? Because Paul saw some enticing spirit, seducing spirits in the clergy, were seducing the church away by preaching another gospel, sowing another seed, bringing forth children of the bondwoman, like Ishmael, half Judaism and half the message. Half the nominationalism and half the message.
Amen.
Because Ishmael was Hagar's egg, but Abraham's seed. And Hagar was Egyptian. Had a lot of Egyptian traits. And these people didn't doubt the old law system and was trying to claim the new message. And they're bringing children of bondage with a spirit and bondage to fear. And they control them by fear.
Amen.
And the whole men personal admiration.
Amen.
But these were reprobates concerning the faith.
Amen.
And the time will come and they'll no longer endure some doctrine.
Amen.
And they'll say when they're going to feel a chill in the back of your light, you have your seal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Turn the roll on the floor and get back out. It will no longer be what the prophet said.
Amen.
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 But they will have in teachers and itching ears. They will heap up to themselves teachers and they will turn unto fables that all kind of quack drug is mixed up in the laboratory to blow their minds out.
Amen.
Is that what he said? It'll put that thing strong.
Amen.
Amen. You'll see how strange this thing is to be.
Amen.
You'll see the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In this late hour, when you're almost past the time, the door is still being closed. God is showing us what was going on all the time.
Amen.
And the church looking and see what it all has been. And quickly, they realize it's not time to play. They buckle the armor tight and run for their lives. Amen. So watch here. That woman's spirit cell is working way back in the first church. Begin to eat what? The old caterpillar started. Joel saw it. We are coming to the end. Amen. He said the woman caterpillar started eating the bright tree, took away all of the roots. Cut the tree right off like it did Christ Jesus, the bridegroom. Cut the bride down and started out the creed and denomination. Same old ball. But what? But in the root was the predestined seed of the world, said Abraham, it could not die. How will we restore, said the Lord. Amen. Page 69. He brought forth the bright tree that the locust, the palm will eat. He restored the second tree. Now I'm picking up the locust spirit that Joel saw, how it worked in the ecclesiastical realm under the seals in the church. Because the feast of Pentecost was the church, and that come first. And the feast of Pentecost was the seals pertain to the feast of Pentecost. The seals pertain to the seven ages. The trumpets was to Israel. And that followed the order of the feast of Pentecost. Amen?
Amen.
But when they hit the feast of trumpets, it came back out in the political realm.
Amen.
The very same spirit.
Amen.
Very same locus.
Amen.
Amen. Came in the political realm and began to actually kill the people physically while they're killing other people with spiritual death before. Amen. Lucifer and his 1/3 angels that he had there in the bottomless pit, he Abaddon in the Greek Abaddon, the Hebrew mean destroyer, and he had that army there, and he was going to war against Christ's bride.
Amen.
And Christ anointed ministers with a revelation, the boldness of the Lion of Judah.
Amen.
Stand up against those things. Amen. Hallelujah. Devil is going to kill the Christian now. They anoint him with an ox to give their life freely. Amen.
Amen.
Then he anoint him with the wisdom of a man. Amen. To translate the Bible and bring it back to the people. Don't let the priest keep it. Amen.
Amen.
And give it out. And the great missionary spread it around the world. Waiting for the last angel to come. Amen. This age to take the seals off of the book and reveal the secret for the rapture of the church.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And we have received that third angel message. Revealing the mystery of the mark of the beast. That third angel in Revelation 14:9-12 is the same seventh angel in Revelation 10:7. Same angel in Revelation 3:14. Same angel. Same angel in Malachi 4:5. Same angel in Revelation 22:16. Amen. Same angel. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify these things in the churches. When John saw him bowed under worship, he said, don't do it. I am your fellow servant. I'm one of the prophets.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prophet that revealed that book of Revelation to John.
Amen.
Amen. So watch that spirit there. We're taking that spirit there in Joel 2, that locust, in the ecclesiastical realm first, and then show that same locust in Revelation 9 here, is the Roman spirit in the political realm during the wars. How Rome used the dictators as her military arm. See, to achieve her political means. While she worked with false anointed ones in the ecclesiastical realm to infiltrate the church.
Amen.
Amen. And corrupt the church. Amen. See, and set up her own super religion. But we find there's always a little strain of the true seed in every age who will not become part of that unbelief.
Amen.
They had another river flowing in them.
Amen.
Mystery Jerusalem all down through the ages.
Amen.
With a river of the water life flowing out.
Amen.
And all them real trees is planted by that river.
Amen.
Bringing forth their fruit for that age.
Amen.
And in basements, in the catacombs, in little homes, in little garages, they had fellowship. While the rest built the big shrines and had the big altars and all the big classical religion and all the big things that outshine Christ's little bitty flock. But among the true seed of the power of God, they were being filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen! While the next side was just a big political gimmick. Amen! The big false something. Amen! On the outside. And those to come right down to the end. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me make some quick wrong here. I have to leap over a troop and jump over a wall here now. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now the same insect that started to kill the tree in the beginning started right back to the Lutheran branches. It can't kill it. They can't kill it because God said, I will restore.
Amen.
And that's why it's here tonight.
Amen.
Amen. That's why it's here tonight.
Amen.
With the same bark.
Amen.
With the same life.
Amen.
With the same leaf. With the same fruit. That same tree is here. In the midst of Babylon, all the vital of power, that same tree is still here. And that same river is still pure, still chaos crystal, still flowing and flooding its banks now. Hallelujah. And it leads is a healing to the nations around the world. Divine healing for the soul. Hallelujah. Oh my, I just love it tonight. You love it?
Yeah.
Amen. Milk and honey.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. I noticed in the old time when the tree was killed, it was killed, went plumb to the roots, when it was killed back there. But this time, because the word predestinated, there's nothing going to stop it. God said, I will restore.
Yeah.
Amen. And I like when the spring sun returns.
Yeah.
Amen. I'll melt away the ice and bring back up the life.
Yeah.
And now it's harvest time. Amen. Yeah. What happened? The old caterpillar started eating, having the same kind of effects that he did. But what he did do, he only got the Lutheran branches. He never got the spirit behind that Luther had, for it to live right on.
Amen.
Amen. You get that?
Amen.
You only get the branches,
Amen.
You only get the leaves, but the life live right on.
Amen.
They couldn't kill the Holy Ghost. They might have killed the flesh of the believers that the Holy Ghost was in. But the believer went on. The Holy Spirit went on to raise up more. They then thought to kill the prophet that was hearing the message. But around the world, it's spring up all these last 20 years. Mightier than ever. Hallelujah. Amen. God predestined she's to go on regardless. It would have all been, when Luther organized, that would have sitting right there. It all went back to like another. It's a second Catholic church, one Catholic church. Amen. Page 75. Amen. Now listen close. There was four death messengers. There was four death messengers that killed the tree. What was it? Palmo, locust, cancum, caterpillar. That was the same locust. It just four different stages.
Amen.
Under those four seals, I was eating on different parts of the same tree.
Amen.
But the tree made up of leaf, branches, bark, and the life. Alright. But it's the same Roman spirit. In the realm of the church.
Amen.
Amen. And four messengers of Roman devils, get it? Dogmas, killed that tree. One took the fruit, one took the bark, the leaves, one took the life. Is that right? Four messengers of Roman dogmas killed that tree, all but the roots. And if four messengers of death killed the tree, four messengers of life restore back the tree.
Amen.
Amen. Quickly, let me try to move on here fast. Okay, speaking about the same tree again, the bride tree, which Eve was attached back in the Garden of Eden. I said, now notice natural woman, Eve, natural, caused natural death. She listened to make herself wise, herself instead of staying behind the word. That was the type of the first bride. She wanted wisdom and to be wise. She listened to reason. She lost the whole human race. Now this time the spiritual bride, Christ's bride, that started at Pentecost with the Holy Apostle Church, lost the same thing at Nicene Council. When she swapped her spiritual birthright to take Constantine, big churches, and things he offered them, and sold out her scriptural birthright for a bunch of Roman dogma. No wonder, page 24 and 26, the angel said, come out of her, my people, and be a part of our plagues. That's your message going forth now.
Amen.
I've been going forth all these years to the prophet, and still going through the bride.
Amen.
He did a test, let him come.
Amen.
Amen. See, she is cursed. And she has got to suffer the curse of God right upon her. Because she sold her virtue and right. But remember, seeing all that condition, but yet God promised in Joel 2:25, in the last days, that when the cancum, when the palm left, the caterpillar eaten, what the caterpillar left, the locust had eaten, what the locust had eaten, on down the bug after bug, that had come on, eat the church, till finally it was nothing but a stump.
Amen.
Watch what the Romans left, the Lutherans have eaten, what the Lutherans left, Methodists have eaten. Methodists left, the Pentecostals have eaten, until she dunked a stump. And do you know what? You take those worms in there, locust, caterpillar, and so forth, chase them through the book and find out it's the same worm in four different stages.
Amen.
He said, hold your point. Hold that right there. He said, so is these seeds.
Amen.
It's the same worm.
Amen.
Now we're going to come to something very interesting right here. Who was the one riding all along? All along under the seals. The white horse, the red horse, the black horse, the pale horse. Well, Lucifer.
Amen.
But you notice something? When he was cast down, as you picked up last night, he was cast with one third of the angels in heaven.
Amen.
One third of the stars.
Amen.
Then we find you were down there in the Euphrates River, down all the time, in the ecclesiastical realm, during the time of the church. During the time of the church, it's bong in the air. Because of Christian principles. But he was working in the church. Transforming his angel and minister of light to seduce and swing it into politics. But notice something also. It didn't mention under the first four seals his 200 million devils riding with him. It just mentioned he alone riding. But that didn't say there wasn't riding with him.
Yes.
There was riding with him.
Yes.
Because under the fifth trumpet and the sixth trumpet, as you pick it up here, all of them was riding together.
Yes.
When they went out against the Jews there. Is that correct?
Yes.
The same spirit was 200 million horsemen.
Yes.
And the king was the angel of the bottomless pit when they ride and fought in the wars to kill out the youth. Now there's riding all along because he was transformed. That was his false anointed ones through the ages.
Yeah.
That is his corrupt clergy all along through the ages. Coming down there. It's the same worm all the time. The same four seals, the same four worms.
Amen.
Which was the Roman spirit all along that Lucifer was riding during the church ages.
Amen.
Now I think if he's riding during the church ages, as he rode down through seven church ages with his army, going to war against Christ's bride in every age,
yeah.
Michael and his army.
Amen.
Then wasn't Michael and his army riding also?
Amen.
You think of it very clearly.
Yeah.
If Lucifer was riding with his army in the church,
amen.
The beast is only a power, you know. You gotta consider terminology, you know.
Amen.
It's a power,
yeah,
being released to ministers who are preaching another gospel of another Jesus,
amen.
Binding people,
amen.
And pulling them away into politics from the truth.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit will, while Peter yet spake these words, will be loosed to a true anointed ministry. To bring the church into the body of Christ. And it's still the same way tonight. No wonder between the second and seventh vial there was a trembling spirit like frogs. Might pick up that somewhere along the line. Come out of the mouth of the false prophet. It was all along, but the seals have to open to reveal it.
Amen.
What was them spirit? A frog would always look back from where it came from.
Amen.
And was carrying them back to Babylon.
Amen.
To worship Nimrod.
Amen.
Amen. In his tower.
Amen.
To pay tribute to his city.
Amen.
But among Shem little bunch. Hallelujah! Hear the Lord thy God, O Israel! The Lord is one Lord!
Amen!
Amen. Not three gods and all these things, no, sir? Amen! Come and treat some names. Hallelujah! Amen! Prophet, priest, and king, eagle, lamb, and lion. Son of man, son of God, and son of David. So, those same four worms, he says, so is the seal to the same womb. You are going to see it when you bring it out. So I tell you now, right in the second seal here, the prophet caught the whole land of thing. He said, tell it right now. It's the same all the time. Four little worms. Four here, it's the same thing, the same spirit. And he said all four seals, even before he come to reveal the other two, he had found what it was already.
Amen.
Under the second seal right here. What, the one left, the other eight. Because you see, he had already had the revelation of the resurrection of the bright tree. That he saw it was a Roman spiritual history of the church age that he had studied. Because when the seals open, only confirm back the church age.
Yeah.
It was just a mysterious element in the church ages that he didn't pick up to understand how the enemy worked through all these organizations and how he get the political power and all these different things. You see? Now watch. But here it is now. We are picking it out. He said, but Joel said, I'll restore, said the Lord, all the years the caterpillar has eaten. What it is? How is he going to do it? It started out Antichrist being against the teaching of Christ, the accepted dogma inside the world. And that's right where people, a person get demon possessed. For perverted life, this comes to perverted seed. The right kind of life will come to the right type of seed. And you receive a error, you receive a spiritual error.
Yes.
And this spiritual error, you go into delusion.
Yes.
Because all seed have the life.
Yes.
And the devil has moved through error and God has moved through truth.
Yes.
Simple like that.
Yes.
Cain had a serpent had a seed and Adam had a seed.
Yes.
In the first age, the true apostles, the sperm was in the body, and then those gifts outside the body. In the book of life, they had a seed too. And the Ephesian church brought forth twins. And to murder me in bitterness, Cain fought Abel. Because out of the Eve womb came forth twins, Cain and Abel. And Cain killed Abel for his revelation. Is that correct? And Pergamos, the sons of God, so the daughters of men. And took them why? Because Pergamos is married, the church married the world. And then Tartarus, Babylon, Nimrod, where they had the Tower of Babel. You went right in there. And out of there, God called Abraham to walk by faith. Genesis 12.
Amen.
Amen. Genesis 15. Come from the come by blood. Where Abraham come by faith, like Luther come to Babylon. Then Genesis 15 was Wesley. Come from the come by blood, sanctification. Genesis 17, the Pentecostals. Ezekiel Shaddai, and the Holy Spirit. Genesis 18, God in the form of man.
Yes, sir.
Give the last sign before the change of body.
Amen.
And after Genesis 18, I will return according to my life.
Yeah.
And Terah shall receive a visitation.
Yeah.
So you see where we at?
Yeah.
See what is happening coming down through the scriptures tonight? You have any doubt in your mind?
No.
Amen. I like that. You know you have the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It's gone. The word is too plain. Okay. Now notice here, I think I pick up enough there. I pick up enough that you should see that. That the Roman spirit was those locusts that Joel saw.
Amen.
In the Ecclesiastes, eating on the church, spiritually.
Yeah.
Page 26. Now Satan, Trinity, the same person coming, just incarnate one from the other. That's the way those bugs did, them worms, one to the other. You get that? The way Satan was changing all the time from a red horse to a white horse to a red horse, so the bug was changing. And every time Satan changed his form into something else, and the bug changed to eat something else. And it was Rome all the time. Because first was the Antichrist spirit and the first the white horse rider, which was teachers with a seed that is bringing forth the Ishmael. False teaching of the world, anti-world. Some say the resurrection is already passed. Some say there will be circumcised according to the law of Moses. Alright. You see, then afterwards, you come over there and you get the spirit is incarnate, you get a false prophet to the false doctrine, the Pope. In the Bible, he wasn't called Pope, he's called false prophet. When the spirit is incarnate in a man. Because he came the false prophet to the false teacher now. Amen. Then the last part is the beast. Antichrist, false prophet, and beast. That is the Trinity of Satan.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Then he come in three colors, red, white, and black.
Amen.
Then he had three powers, religion, politics, and demon power.
Amen.
All the time. So if Rome have religion, politics, and demon power, and they control the whole world?
Amen.
But you see, many times you don't look at it in the political realm. You look at it just through the ecclesiastical realm, the false teaching. But the legs of iron was in the 10 toes. And the kings, or the 10 kings, was drunk by the wine of a cup. And they played for her money. Amen. May I tell you? Okay, we're closing out. We'll leave the rest of tomorrow. I think we'll have to go through the week, you know.
Yeah.
Amen. Because how are we going to pick up the three woes? And then how are we going to pick up over why the trouble is speech supernatural? We all we got to get to make it plain. Amen. You see, tonight we even get over the trumpet side, we're on the seal side here. Amen. Okay. Next 10 minutes and we close. Just 10 minutes of maybe just pick up the trumpet sides and tie it together. Let you see what I'm speaking about. When all these things settle in your heart, may the Lord shine light that you could see why the Holy Spirit says, don't go in on 7 trumpets. I've been saying it continually that you will do great damage. And you have to wait until the bride comes to know who she was. You see? It come like, take the child into Egypt quickly and hide it before Herod gets it right now.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
The Messiah is in infancy. But when the Messiah gets big, he'll walk right through the crowd.
Amen!
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah! But we'll take it for a little while.
Amen.
Amen. So you see, just like you see, the hot sun would have killed the wheat back there. It'll be too strong for the tender green seed. So it'll be in the shock while it's forming the shock. When it's fully formed and mature, then the shock pull back. You can take it in the hot sun now.
Amen.
You see what I mean?
Amen.
All right. So now is the place where the bride can stand now.
Yes.
Amen. Now she knows she's in Ephesians. Now she don't want to be a 1,000 flight. Now Joshua is saying, come, put your foot on the neck of these kings.
Amen.
Don't fear them. God will do so to them. Amen.
Amen.
All your enemies, they will flee before you. She has that type of confidence because why? She has the revelation to know she's the Word.
Amen.
She knows the Word a certain way now. It had to take a season to reveal itself, to take the make-belief out, and the characteristics in her life grow to prove she's part of the Word.
Amen.
So the two matching pieces can match to prove she's the Word. She don't have a mental conception. She's the Word.
Amen.
You tell me why this isn't being revealed after I get my masterpiece done in China, dear. Amen. Amen. False prophet, the beast, the devil incarnate. Now you keep that on your mind now. When you follow this, you're going to see those riders come straight up to that. You see, when you follow these worms, follow them seals, with the Roman spirit, you will see what will come up to. Because when I come with the seals, it's just going with the trumpets. I mean, with the trumpets, they can't stay religious and just go political.
Amen.
But you say, I'm spirit.
Amen.
Because she's controlling both religion, politics, demon powers. But then, when that spirit is loose, those same way that they kill out all them Jews and slaughter them in cold blood murder, they will do the same thing to the little, they'll come against the bride, but when she escapes because she have quickening power, and she have spiritual power to match the devil, spiritual power, to match his political power, to match his demon power, she have God power.
Amen.
Amen. And then when she escapes and the devil realizes, the beast realizes that he didn't get her, but the foolish virgin have the same doctrine about all the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
The foolish virgin have the same doctrine about all the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So she'll come to kill them. She'll spurt water out of that Euphrates River,
yeah,
out of her mouth,
yeah,
and cause a flood to come again, the remnant of the seed. And they will have to give their life. You know what your children mean back here, do you? Then pray for them to get the Holy Spirit. You don't want to be back there either. Then full obedience to the word and tackle the token. Amen. Because when that hour comes, that's it. He that is filled with the Philistines, see this Sunday? Behold, I come quickly. Surely I come quickly. Holy Spirit, put that right inside of here. And my reward is me to give every man according to his works.
Amen.
And your works is faith express.
Amen.
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 Amen. And Elijah, I asked my angel to testify this in the churches, sealing the meeting God, the time is at hand. And he is unsealing them.
Yes.
To show you he has returned. He's bringing forth his message. His masterpiece is unveiled. That you get the life part, you get the word part here now.
Amen.
But if that life is really from it, have to reveal all the word.
Yes.
You have to compare with all the word.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm closing here with this. Feast of the trumpets are closed. Give a little bit of a close and that is it. Amen. Let me see if I'm going to hit this last part here. Because I don't want to go no further. I just want to say enough here to tie this little part here together for you. Amen. Now what's something? So, Revelation 9, all these spirits that was bound the Euphrates River was actually an army of the angel of the bottomless pit who was king over these spirits. Alright? Revelation 9:1, that angel of the bottomless pit was a fallen star.
Amen.
Now the Bible is giving that to give you the clues of who it is.
Yes.
A star fallen hard up from heaven, Lucifer.
Amen.
Sunday morning, one third of the stars, the great red dragon, one third of the stars was cast down.
Yes.
Then we find that same one there, those all bound this river, Euphrates went to Babylon. Then we find that same red dragon in mystery Babylon. Amen?
Amen?
So all along, we find and we see exactly that those were supernatural devils last night, and the Euphrates was paper room where those spirits were bound. Now what we're picking up here tonight, the plague of locusts. Now the trumpets is where these things are playing. And that's very important. You miss that, all this, you're not going to be tied to the place you're supposed to tie. What is the trumpets in the book of Revelation? What does it mean? There's seven church ages in the book of Revelation. There's seven seals. There's seven trumpets, there's seven thunders, there's seven vials.
Amen.
The seven church ages was the time of the church from Calvary down to the seventh age, the Pentecostals. Alright? The age where you're son of God, where you're in the Father's throne.
Amen.
Then, after the ages, come the seven seals.
Amen.
But the seven seals in Revelation 6 was open in symbol form showing that there was mystery in the seven seal book.
Amen.
The alarm came and opened the book, and under every seal was a mystery, showing that there was mystery in the book, but it only opened symbol form.
Amen.
But there was a promise it would be opened in reality form one day.
Amen.
And Revelation 10:7 promised in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when it begins the song, the mystery will be finished.
Amen.
And in Revelation 10:7, Christ himself is coming with the book open, and that angel is on the earth in the time of that coming. And he is the angel to the seventh church. So the seals pertain to the church age. It was just to reveal what the reformers left off, because they didn't live long enough and there wasn't prophets for the word of God to come to them. And after the seals come the trumpets. And the trumpets was really pertaining to Israel.
Amen.
Because when God gave Israel seven feasts, the first one, and we took it last night just to go it over so you can understand, if these things come in the time of the seven trumpets, what does it mean? If you want to know the trumpet song, he says look on the music sheet and see what the trumpet is saying, and you'll know what it means. Because God have a word for Monday, have a word for Tuesday, have a word for Wednesday, have a word for Thursday, have a word for Friday. And if you see the word in the Bible there, the trumpet is on Wednesday, you know you're living on Wednesday.
Amen.
And if you're living on Wednesday and God is really what happened Tuesday and what happened Thursday, you will know what's supposed to be going on Wednesday.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
So Israel had seven feasts in Leviticus 23. And when the prophet got to preach seven trumpets, the Holy Spirit said, don't go in there, leave it alone. So he went to the book of Leviticus and preached Feast of the Trumpets. Now, Feast of the Trumpets is not the seven trumpets. And what he's trying to preach here is not the Feast of the Trumpets. We're going into the seven trumpets.
Amen.
But we're not really taking the seven trumpets in a sense, but we're taking the mysteries containing the seven trumpets that have a relation to the bride.
Amen.
Because though the trumpets pertain to the Jews, they have things in the trumpets for the bride.
Amen.
Like for instance, Revelation 10 is not for the Jews, that's for the bride.
Amen.
But it's between the trumpets. We take this Euphrates River last night. What you get what Euphrates doing there? We find the Roman Catholic Church. Put right there. Showing her involvement in politics. Showing that is she behind the walls. Just working for the dictators. Part of the Roman spirit. Because the same spirit that is bound there in the Euphrates, which is we prove it, how it comes from in the pagan room, and how pagan room came paper room. And we proved that there last night. And here now, we actually come in and taking this part of the scripture and showing that the demons was locusts. And tonight we find out that the same locusts, with the same devils that was bound there, was the same locusts that Joel saw.
Amen.
But Joel saw it in the realm of the church, and John saw it in the realm of politics.
Amen.
John saw it killing the Jews, Joel saw it eating on the bride tree.
Amen.
Joel saw it in the time of the seals, John saw it in the time of the trumpets.
Amen.
So both Joel and John saw, one saw the religious realm, one saw the political realm. And each time just roam the saw.
Amen.
And the very spirit was the fallen star of Lucifer himself.
Amen.
Who fought Michael in heaven.
Amen.
And the very supernatural devil, the locust, the pagan spirit that bound in the Euphrates River, was actually the demons who was with him when he was cast down.
Amen.
So let me tell you, I realize both religion and politics, both the church and the state, is Satan and his angels masked.
Amen.
God unveiled by the revelation. And both is coming together now again.
Amen.
And where does the church stand? She controls the wealth of the world. She controls the economics of the world. And she, if she controls this church and the state and politics, and then going to come a time, no wonder you're going to be able to buy or sell.
Yeah.
Amen.
You better have the faith to multiply the bread and the fishes at time. You better know Jehovah Jireh.
Amen.
So you see why there is a faith being revealed to bring up people into a realm, showing them the hour that they're living in, showing them the system that's coming against them, and it is the very spirit that was always against God's church from the beginning of the Garden of Eden right down, is making its final assault on the last remnant that remained on the earth, because through that age, they killed almost 16 million. In the last days, will be just like in the day of Noah, few will be there that will find it.
Amen.
Like in the day of Sodom, only Abraham and a little bunch came out.
Amen.
So, in other words, what it means, it hardly have any righteous in the earth.
Amen.
And all these 200 million supernatural devils is now being loose in the ecclesiastical realm to come against our undenominational people, our called out people, and the state is going to boycott them, and the church is going to boycott them. They're going to be standing alone. But in that hour, he says, fear not, little sister, no matter how dark and gloomy it gets. Remember, I have already revealed to you, I am here. Lo, I am with you always. You're walking by faith, not by sight. So don't be bothered if you're not seeing me in the flesh. But I'm here unseen. Ever so often, I'll show myself alive by infallible proofs. Manifestation of my presence. Speaking things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So you'll know I'm in your midst. To keep you in step with the word. You'll understand what's happening. So here is plague of locusts. Now, why are we the Exodus here? Pick up Exodus, you know. Now, when God started trumpets and the first trumpet, blood, hail, and fire, then the creatures in the sea dying and all these things, and then the star fell from heaven, the water became bitter, and then the disturbance of the elements there. Now, what's something? If you pick up Revelation 16, the vials, you find the same thing. Now, in the trumpets, God is calling Israel out of the nations of the world back to Palestine. But under the vials in the tribulation period, he's calling 144,000 out to the nation Israel. You get that? Is that calling out? And that calling out? And that call out? And the trumpet is the time when he's calling Israel, rushing them back in the homeland. National force, put Israel in the homeland. During the time of the trumpets, they gather in Israel. But the time of the vials, the plagues, is the tribulation period when Moses and Elijah bring out 140,000 out of the 3.5 million Israel have right now. So it is a furtherment of the same work that God started under the trumpets. Because the people he called back there to recognize Messiah. Not all that bunch there. And you want the time Martin didn't speak, Mark, what next for Israel? Election time coming up. And here, they instead of a chaotic condition, and they have this man here, Shimon Peres, or whatever his name is, looking like he's getting a lot of popularity now, Prime Minister Biggins of the scene. Remember when I preached a message here last time, on coming Germany, the seventh vision, when they filmed the day after, and I told her the seventh vision signs have produced it, and then the president, come on, the Prime Minister of Israel, Biggins, come on, resign. Just like that, after he was a man, fought them nations by the scriptures. Amen. He took a stand looking at what Joshua and them was looking at. Amen. He went to the bungalow of Israel, then he came up to sin, and this man who wasn't voted in, rather, but being like a vice prime minister of Israel, the same party, then he just came into power. Now, they in such a bad economic situation and all these things, and this other one is rising, but this next man here, he's not no man on the word. He's not watching this thing at all. You see? And he looked like a good man who could swing. I'm not saying so much. He had the type of spirit that could swing Israel in that covenant with Rome. Amen. For the money's sake. Amen. To get the money tied up. Amen. Because when that covenant is made, then Moses and Elijah are going to come in the scene. Yeah. They're not going to get no more real man like Begin, you know. It's in a lull there now. Amen. They set where they need to be set. It's in a lull there now. And America and Rome have already come together. And the money already going to be tied up. And here's the Holy Spirit revealing these things right here among the bride. Here God identifying the doors, fixing the swing clothes, the masterpiece being unveiled, all these things. And the last part of the message seems so mysterious, all becoming plain. Because we are at a time here when everything's rolling out. You see? And we've seen here, I'll pick up further tomorrow, exactly where those spirits is being loose and have been loose. And all these religious men, just recently had Archbishop Ron C come down here and moved to the whole place, loose a spirit among those people here. And everybody applauded while they fought the American invasion in the physical realm. Yet they accept this one. This is more deadly one. Yeah. and vision of Rome to a Roman satellite.
Yes.
The Anglican system. They have influence in the Caribbean here.
Yes.
See? And they have the plans and they dedicate some little spot of going up to San Diego or somebody here. $500 million ecumenical church. They're going to put up the ecumenical service and all these things. But here it is, God waking us up. And it's a lamp trimming time. Trim your lamp quickly. Because the door is going to swing shut. When the foolish virgin comes, the funky door shut. With the doctrine, without the revelation. Without the Holy Spirit. What a time it is. And that sealing angel had to move through the church before the slaughtering angels came. Ezekiel 9 repeating the last days. After the eternally Messiah message. You see where it's all heading up to? And here we go and pick up that Euphrates River and them locusts, what it was there. How Lucifer's army in the seals, he wasn't shown right over the whole army. But when it came under the trumpets there, it showed the same Lucifer who rode his horse and was changing different colors. They all was riding their horses. Were spiritual devils. And okay. I'm going to keep you long. I'm going to time up. Let's stand on your feet. I'll pick up that tomorrow night. Amen. Out of you, the trumpets there. I don't want to go for that. I know going there will take almost an hour again. That'll be punishment for some of the strangers and different ones here tonight. They may not be acquainted with these kind of long services, but I trust by the grace of God they understand it's a very serious hour that we're living in. Nations are breaking, Israel are waking. The signs of the prophets foretold. Let's sing that. The Gentile days numbered. The horrors encumbered. A plague of locusts. Hail, fire, blood, all these things. Why did God put those things here? To show Israel is being called out from Egypt again. Spiritual Egypt, the world, the nations. Bringing them back to Palestine. And the feast of the trumpets. It came right after the feast of Pentecost. Right after the church ages, and the seventh church was the Pentecostal church, 1906, Azusa Street, California. It broke out there, and then 1914, 1918, the world went to war in World War I. 1939, 1945, World War II. 1946, May the 7th, Israel, the 6-point star David, the oldest entire on the earth, flew over Jerusalem. When they see the fig tree print for its bud, you know, at summer's night, even at the doors. Very same day, very same hour, the angel of the Lord appeared to the prophet in the cave and said, "Go on the world now. It's time to call the bride out." And he went for the two signs to attract their attention, the first and second pull, and a message of seven thunders to reveal the mysteries. Come on, my people. To reveal these things, to call out, rush out of organizations back into one place, the only provided place of worship, where she will recognize the true atonement also. Just like Israel and all nations rush out back to one place, Palestine. Where they're going to recognize Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Like in Tyre, when Joseph's brothers come and begin to cry. And Joseph says, "I, Joseph, you thought you killed me, but I had to save life." But during that time, you got a Gentile bride. Is that correct?
Amen.
It's all happening. But I wanted to see what them locust was. It looked so mysterious all them years. And now Euphrates River, how it is bound here. But in the last two nights here, the Holy Spirit revealed the Euphrates River, revealed what those locusts are right over the scriptures. Right out of the message to show you. One was the seals, one is the trumpets. One is politics, one is religion, both was the Roman spirit. It was bound by the ecclesiastical powers during the ages there. It was loosed in the trumpets by the dictators in the political realm. But the Roman spirit all the time. It was Lucifer himself and his army that was cast down, had a seat in Babylon, a river flowing out there. And here among the true bride. Angelic beings, ministering spirits, making a flame of fire. Amen. Angels of God gathered here. Amen. And a river flowing out. A pure river of the water of life, clear as crystal. Amen. Look at all these things right in the Bible before. And the feast of the trumpets that followed the feast of Pentecost, it came directly after the feast of Pentecost. And the last church age in the Pentecostal field, the Pentecostal church age. And right after the Pentecostal church, as well, 1906, the world went to war twice.
Amen.
Amen. And during them time, Israel was gathered back in the homeland after being scattered for 2,500 years.
Amen.
To show that those seven trumpets that followed the church age pertain to the garden of Israel, the feast of the trumpets. And God hardened Pharaoh's heart to drive them out. The same way God hardened the dictator's heart to get them back in the homeland. National force put them back in the homeland. And here, right in the scripture, we see that all along, it was Lucifer and his angels using the dictators to achieve his political means. Because he wanted to control both religion and politics to be complete ruler of the whole world. Amen. And how successfully he has worked. How he have achieved it until now. The image that has been formed under the beast, the World Council of Churches, is going to give the support to the beast. And through the vehicle of the World Council of Churches, the image of the beast is going to come out of America, Revelation 13, going to bring a squeeze upon the real bride. But that ain't all. Right between that time, we're going to pick it up and show how God Himself, Jehovah, leaves the portal of glory and drops down as a thief in the night among the elected seed. Look how clear we see Satan walking behind the political scene. Then wouldn't it be clear to see God walking behind the scene, the bride, the same way? And if you can believe that the devil behind those things, why can't you believe God behind the bride? Well, it's two of them fighting one another all down the way through. Look at these things. The Holy Spirit making all these things plain, making it so real unto us. It's the grace of God. Amazing grace. If God assures you couldn't see it. It's God's thinking, God understanding. Amen. I thank Him for it. All the glory to Jesus. It's a time when the whole world is falling apart. And the kingdom of this world is becoming the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the delegates of that new city, of that kingdom, is being gathered right now. And the very King, King Theophilus Jesus, is in the midst right now. Amen. Brother Wilson, I think someone was praying last night, a nation in a nation, a kingdom in a kingdom. Amen. A generation out of this wicked generation, a chosen generation, a peculiar people, a holy nation, a royal priesthood, He have made you to be. Amen. That He could come down among people like us, right here, and make it into a place. You might think this might be something the Vatican City says, but among a humble bunch of people, just like in the early age, to show that God dwells in humility and reveals Himself in simplicity. When we're looking for it, we must have the token to examine it, otherwise we'll pass right from it. Look to the unseen tonight and see God unveiled before us, made so plain, warning us and alerting us that the time is at hand. Behold, I come quickly, my reward is near. And may the praise in your heart crowd, even so, come Lord Jesus. Even so, come Lord Jesus. Let's sing that song. Nations are breaking.
Nations are breaking.
Israel's awakening.
Israel is awakening.
36 years, the garden waiting there. He always comes. Time, saints. Open up your heart unto Him tonight. The day of redemption.
Redemption.
on this world and look up. Oh, the fig tree's good. Be filled with His Spirit.
Be filled with the Spirit. Lord, have faith and
faith. Just look up tonight. Flow like the river, it shall fall like the rain. Knowledge of the Lord.
Shall fill all the earth.
Lord shall pour.
When it's most dark, then the light shines brighter. The Lord is the light that you've sent unto us, shining forth so bright now, Father, brighter than we have ever seen it before, making the path so clear, bringing such an assurance in the heart, your elected bride. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for the grace that you have given unto us. You have anointed our eyes to see that the things that which we see. For you said there were many wise men, many prophets of old, many sages, desired to see and to know these things, Father. Oh God, but you hid it from the wise and the prudent, and you reveal it unto babes, such as we learn. Lord, we thank you tonight for the revelation of your word. Oh God, make it plain unto us the hidden secret things, Father, which in the past times, for our very own protection, Lord, you held back. But yet, God, when we realize you come and you're making these things so plain now, depart unite me. No, we have sat at your feet and have been in your presence as the supernatural mind of Jesus Christ has dropped down amongst us, speaking things, great and mighty things that we don't know of, and making it so plain unto us, Father. Lord, how we appreciate you. As it gets darker and the way grows narrow, and the oppression becomes greater, yet the assurance becomes stronger in our hearts that you are here with us, Lord. We realize in long coming time, may the urgency strike the hearts of the people. They rise and trip the lamp. Lord, look up, knowing the redemption draweth now. This is the hour. It has come unto them, adoption time. Speak these things and make it real in every heart, Lord. Lord, let them not miss the hour that we are living in. Let's strike their heart with such a reality. Oh God, may that sincerity, that deep love for you, Lord, swell up in our hearts and cry, even so come, Lord Jesus. Father, I pray for the strangers amongst us tonight. They have sought many things, mighty, kind of mysterious. Lord, put that unction upon them that they may search the scriptures and see whether these things be so. Like the people in Berea, they were called noble by the Holy Spirit. For they heard strange things and they said the scriptures to see whether these things be so. Even that Ethiopian eunuch, when he could understand what he was reading, he said, "How can I understand except some man don't show me?" Oh God, we see us in the Bible, Aquila and Priscilla, met Apollos. And Lord, he's already a Christian, but he hadn't been taught the way of God more perfectly. Let that type of attitude be in their hearts. And oh God, they will go back and search these things. Lord, when they see that these things are so, may it strike them in reality the hour and the time that we are living in. And what the plan of God is for His elected bride. Father, how plain you've shown tonight in your word. The thing that's coming upon the face of the earth with such rapidity. I've already got it in a firm grip. Religion, politics, demon powers. This great move of the world council of churches. The image being formed of the beast. The lamb with two horns, similar to ecclesiastical powers. And then spake like a dragon. The Lord knew that dragon was rose. That dragon was Lucifer himself. That caracalla beast that fought you in the beginning, Father. How you work in such cunningness and subtlety. Religious deceitfulness, the blind, the minds of the people. And Paul said, "Our gospel be hidden that are lost, whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of the people." Oh God, reach out with your mighty hand this late hour, this final call, this final quickness of the rapture. And if some have compassion, pull them out of the fire. Even them that have the garments covered by the flesh, not presented faultless, without spot, blameless, unto the one true God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, keep us in your presence. Keep us in this channel where you can keep speaking to us. And the word become more real. We reverence and respect in our hearts with all sincerity. We thank you for it. May you bring us back tomorrow to the time of Lord's life. And Father, may you give more unto us. The Lord, there will be not one here that will be left without understanding. But they will know perfectly what the will of the Lord is. In this late hour, we are living. Take us safe to our homes now. May you go with us. Those that have to travel far, God, and travel in mercy. Keep us abiding in your love, Father, as we go. May riches bless me in our hearts. We ask it in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Have a seat. Let's sing, "Learning to Lean, Learning to Lean." I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Learning to lean. I'm going to do it tomorrow night. Come and pray up. Come and be an expectation in your heart tonight. Lean on Jesus. Ain't in my power. Thank you.
Let's give you an announcement tonight. Amen. Amen. Just one announcement here. Brother Leon Lewis, we'd like all the saints who are going on the convention, that's a trip in Canada, and have not yet paid for their tickets, we would like to see them after the service tonight. Amen. All the saints who are going on the trip to Canada to the convention and have not yet paid for their tickets, Brother Leon would like to have a word with them after service tonight. Amen. Praise God. Oh, give me, oh, power.
Visible, looking to the